It's Wisconsin Today. I'm Kate Archer-Kent. The State Justice Department has announced a $10 million settlement with a northeastern Wisconsin company over its failure to notify the state about PFAS contamination caused by firefighting foam. It was used at a training facility for years. The state is calling this settlement with Tyco Fire Products a monumental first step in holding PFAS polluters accountable. Under the settlement, Tyco must put $10 million into a PFAS trust fund to help clean up the toxic chemicals. And for the next 20 years, the company must provide clean drinking water to Marinette area residents with PFAS pollution in their wells. Tyco said in a statement Thursday it was pleased to have reached the deal, saying it, quote, reflects the extensive work Tyco has undertaken to address PFAS pollution. But some Marinette residents are underwhelmed by the settlement, and in just a bit we'll get a local perspective on the legal outcome. But first, we have Christy Remicall, professor of civil and environmental engineering at UW-Madison, where she leads the aquatic chemistry group and directs the water science and engineering lab. Christy, welcome to Wisconsin Today.
Hi, good morning.
Briefly, why is this class of thousands of human-made chemicals so concerning as a pollutant?
PFAS are a big issue in Wisconsin and many other places because these chemicals are toxic at very low levels. So some PFAS have been linked to things like decreased immune response and even cancer in some cases. And these concentrations are what we can find in the environment in some places. So toxicity is an issue. In addition, these chemicals are very persistent. So some chemicals like PFOS and PFOA do not degrade in the environment, as far as we know. That's why they're often called forever chemicals. So it's really the persistence and the toxicity combined that make these chemicals a concern.
Christy, as you look at this settlement, what stands out to you? What are your top takeaways?
Well, it's great to see some action on this. I know the community there has been waiting a long time for this. I think not everyone got what they wanted, I'm guessing, but I'm glad to see that there's some relief for people in the area.
So in terms of one aspect of the settlement, to provide clean drinking water and deal with discharges, where is Tyco at with that? And how difficult is that to do for this area?
Yeah, I mean, one thing that's another thing that's really concerning and difficult with PFAS is that they're really hard to remediate. These chemicals are, I said, very persistent. They have a lot of carbon-fluorine bonds, which are essentially the strongest bonds you can have in an organic chemical. And that means our normal remediation processes don't work for PFAS. So they're really hard to break down. So a lot of the treatment that happens is not destructive technology, so it doesn't actually destroy the PFAS. Instead, it takes the PFAS from the water and captures it like on a filter, and then you have to do something with the filter. So a lot of the treatment that's happening there so far is relying on that type of basically filtration approach. The contamination is fairly extensive, and it's going to take a long time to clean up.
How has this filtration been working for this community?
Yeah, so this is like activated carbon is what's most commonly used. I think it can be fairly effective at removing PFAS from water, but it doesn't destroy the chemicals that you have to do incineration or something like that. So I think another thing that's also challenging with groundwater contamination is, well, there's a lot of groundwater and it moves really slowly. So anytime we're doing any sort of groundwater remediation, it just takes a very, very long time.
In Tyco's statement, it said, since 2017, we have invested significantly in long-term solutions, including providing deep wells for clean, sustainable drinking water for our neighbors. Of course, in 2017, Tyco stops testing and doing its outdoor fire training that had foams containing PFAS at its Marinette facility. Can you talk more about what Tyco, what kinds of products are they making? What are they testing in Wisconsin?
Yeah, so they've been testing and are still testing indoors PFAS-containing firefighting foams, which we call aqueous film-forming foams, or AFFF. The type of foam that they primarily have used is made through fluorotelomer telomerization, and it uses a certain type of PFAS. For many decades, they did outdoor testing with limited containment of the foam. So that released a lot of this PFAS contaminated foam into the surrounding environment.
Okay, so looking at the settlement, first suit, the company has settled with the state, but it has already settled other suits filed by public water systems around the country, as well as a group of Peshtigo residents. How does this settlement fit in or address different issues with PFAS?
Yeah, that's a good question. I mean, I think, you know, from my read on it, you know, they're investing $10 million into the PFAS Trust Fund to help clean up future contamination. So it is a little bit forward looking, in addition to dealing with some of the cleanup that they're already doing. And then in addition, providing deeper drinking water wells for some residents in the area to kind of get below the contaminated region. So it is, sort of another piece in the puzzle. There's a lot of contamination and a lot of things to address in the area.
Christy, thank you for joining us.
Yeah, thank you very much.
Christy Remicall is a professor of civil and environmental engineering at UW-Madison. She co-authored a study about PFAS levels in Wisconsin waters in 2024. Now we turn to Marinette resident Doug Oitzinger, president of the clean water advocacy group Save Our Water. Doug, welcome.
Good morning.
You were at the press conference yesterday hearing this announcement on the settlement. What was your reaction?
Well, we were both at the press conference and we had a private meeting with the Attorney General for about 45 minutes before the press conference. So, as you mentioned at the top of the show, we were underwhelmed. Now that I've had a chance to actually read the stipulation, I think the word I would say is we are deeply disappointed. It's worse than we thought.
In what ways? What is worse?
Well, there's a whole geographic area in the town of Peshtigo where contamination has been found, and the DNR and Tyco have been arm wrestling over whether or not this is Tyco's responsibility. It's called the Expanded Site Investigation Area, and Tyco has denied responsibility, and this settlement basically says, okay. So it kind of cuts the legs out from under the DNR in trying to get Tyco to own up responsibility for this. So what has been happening is those people have not been getting bottled water or new wells or anything at the expense of Tyco. It's been at the expense of the DNR, which is another way to say taxpayers. And that's going to be the law. That's going to be the settlement.
What would accountability look like to you? What would it look like to your group, Save Our Water?
Well, accountability would embrace all of the known and suspected impacts to the community. There's nothing in this settlement, for example, to do anything about health issues. We've had no health studies. The corporation hasn't said, hey, let's figure out how this has affected our residents or even our employees. So this is completely ignored in this settlement. There's just much more that the corporation could do. As was mentioned, PFAS is often referred to as a forever chemical.
Mm-hmm.
It's therefore a forever problem. And in my opinion, it's also a forever responsibility of the corporation that caused it. These chemicals don't exist in nature. If they're in the environment, it's because someone put them in the environment, whether they did it unknowingly or if they did it carelessly. In this case, we think, as your previous guest said, they would do this testing outdoors and wash it off of their concrete pad and into the surrounding landscape, which contaminated the groundwater. That was reckless.
Doug, this $10 million added to the PFAS Trust Fund, how much of an impact do you think can that money make on this environmental problem in your community and in other communities?
Well, first of all, we're going to have to fight for the money. It's not designated for the Marinette and Peshtigo area. Mm-hmm. So we're going to have to lobby with the DNR to say, hey, that was a settlement for the contamination caused in our area. Please earmark this for projects in our area. As I mentioned, we're going to have to try to lobby for that money to go to those folks who were excluded from this settlement. There's no commitment for clean water in this extended site investigation area. So $10 million, to give you some reference point, it's about 0.3%. That's less than 1% of Tyco's profits in a year. It is the CEO of Johnson Controls is about $20 million a year. This $10 million sounds like a lot of money, but it's not when it comes to the cost of remediating this contamination.
Tyco has installed this groundwater filtration system, which the company says has treated hundreds of millions of gallons of water by pulling water from the ground, filtering it, returning it. Has that system eased your concerns at all?
That system is designed to try to mitigate the contaminated groundwater that is running into a ditch that feeds into the Bay of Green Bay. It is helping. It's a positive thing, but it does not treat one drop of water two blocks away. It does not treat one drop of water in the town of Peshtigo. So it is, it's a good thing. It's long-term, will have a positive effect.
But it's an isolated area.
It's an isolated area that impacts, it certainly impacts no one who has a contaminated well in the town of Peshtigo.
Doug, thank you for joining us.
Thank you.
Doug Oetzinger, Marinette resident, president of the Clean Water Advocacy Group, Save Our Water. We've been talking about the State Justice Department's settlement deal yesterday with Tyco Fire Products.